As part of its efforts to jumpstart the local economy, the state of Hawaii has expanded its Trusted Traveler program to include passengers arriving from Japan. The sound of jet engines at a Hawaii airport wouldn't normally be cause for celebration, but All Nippon Airways Flight 186 was the first Japanese passenger plane to arrive in Hawaii since international travel shut down due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It brought 64 passengers from Tokyo to Honolulu. One of them was Masataka.
This is the first time to come here, actually. So I want to see the beach first, then eat Hawaiian food.
The state of Hawaii and the government of Japan negotiated an agreement allowing travelers from Japan to skip Hawaii's quarantine if they first test negative for COVID-19, a similar program for mainland U.S. passengers launched last month. Before the pandemic, Japanese visitors were a major economic force in Hawaii. 1.5 million traveled to the islands in 2019, and according to Lieutenant Governor Josh Green, they spend a lot of money.
One Airbus at 85% capacity means $105 million that comes to the state of Hawaii, $12 million in taxes, and 1,100 jobs.
That will ultimately be good news for businesses in the local visitor industry. But for now, flights remain well below capacity. John DeFreitas with Honolulu-based Panda Travel says no one is expecting a boom from Japan anytime soon.
Now they're allowing individuals to come in, but you know they're still stuck when they return that they have a 14-day quarantine back into Japan.
Results from the first week of flights indicate most Japanese travelers aren't rushing to jump on a plane to Hawaii. Carl Bonham is an economist with the University of Hawaii.
It doesn't look to me like we saw a kind of surge that we did from the U.S., not anywhere close. That may very well be related to that 14-day return quarantine.
Back at the airport, Masataka says he isn't too worried about quarantining when he gets home, and what's keeping many of his fellow citizens at home are health concerns.
Not traveling too much, they'd be afraid of the COVID-19.
While Hawaii remains one of the healthiest states in the country, the U.S. leads the world in COVID-19 deaths and total cases, a fact that will likely deter many foreign travelers for some time. State authorities say the Trusted Traveler program is safe and does not pose a risk to public health. In the first 3 weeks, more than 150,000 people entered Hawaii after testing negative for COVID-19, about two-thirds of them visitors. A post-arrival testing program found that less than 1 in 1,000 arriving individuals was positive for the virus. Local health experts continue urging residents to wear masks and avoid public gatherings, saying those are the most important precautions against the spread of the virus. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.